From your sublime abode at the Potala, O Tara, born from the green letter Tam, your crown adorned with Amitabha, action mother of the Buddhas of the three times, Tara, please come with your attendants. The gods and demigods bow to your lotus feet, O Tara, you who rescue all who are destitute. To you, Mother Tara, I pay homage. O my prostrate to the noble transcendent liberator, homage Tara swift heroic, eyesight lightning instantaneous, sprung from opening stamens of the Lord of Deer Rose Sherbone Lotus, homage she whose face combines 100 autumn moons at fullest, blazing with light rays resplendent as a thousand star collection, homage golden blue and lotus, waterborne and hand adorned, giving effort calm austerities, patience meditation, her sphere, homage crown of Tathagatas, action triumph without limit, relied on by conqueror's children, having reached every perfection. Homage filling with Tutare, whom desire direction and space, trampling with their feet the seven worlds, able to draw forth all beings. Homage worshipped by the All Lord, Shaka Aniba Mamaru, honored by the hosts of spirits, corpses of Gandhavas Yakshas. Homage with the Tra and Pe sound, destroying false magic diagrams, her feet pressing left out right in, blazing in a raging fireblaze. Homage to a very dreadful destroyer of Mara's champions, she with frowning lotus visage, who is slayer of all enemies. Homage at the heart, her fingers adorn her with three jewel mudra. Light ray masses all excited, all directions wheels adorn her. Homage, she so joyous, radiant, crown emitting garlands of light, mirthful laughing with Tutar, subjugating Mara's devas. Homage, she able to summon all earth guardians assembly, shaking, frowning with her home sign, saving from every misfortune. Homage, crown adorned with crescent, moon on ornaments most shining, Amitabha in her hair knot, sending out much light eternal. Homage, she with wreath ablaze like eon-ending fire abiding, right have left that joy surround you, troops of enemies destroying. Homage, he who strikes the ground with her palm and with her foot beats it, scowling with the letter whom the seven levels she does conquer. Homage at the virtuous peaceful, she whose field is peace nirvana, she endowed with omen soha, destroyer of the great evil. Homage she with joy surrounded, tearing foes' bodies asunder, freezes whom in knowledge mantra, orange mud of the ten letters. Homage to her with seed letter, of the shape of syllable, whom by foot stamping shakes the three worlds, Meru, Mandara, and Vinya. Homage holding in her hand the hair mike wound of David. Velik form with spice spoken Tara and pay totally dispelling poison. Homage she whom gods and their kings and the Kinaras do honor, armored in all joyful splendor, she dispels bad dreams and conflicts. Homage she whose two eyes bright with radiance of sun and full moon, with spice Hara and Tutare, she dispels severe contagion. Homage full of liberating power by the set of three natures, to source of the spirit yakshas, eight race corpus supreme today. These praises with the root mantras and prostrations of Sar 21. Whoever is endowed with devotion for the goddess and recites this with supreme faith, remembering it at dawn upon waking and in the evenings, will be granted all fearlessness, will perfectly pacify all negativities, and will eliminate all unfortunate migrations. The multitudes of conquerors will quickly grant initiation. Thus endowed with his greatness, one will eventually reach the state of a Buddha. If affected by the most terrible poison, whether ingested, drunk, or from a living being, just by remembering will one be thoroughly cleansed. If this prayer is recited 2, 3, or 7 times, it will pacify all the sufferings of torments caused by spirits, fevers, and poisons, and by other beings as well. If you wish for a child, you will get a child. If you wish for wealth, you will receive wealth. All your wishes will be fulfilled, and all obstacles pacify. And then while we're waiting, it would be very auspicious if we chanted some of the Hayagriva mantras for Lama Zopa Rinpoche's long, healthy, and happy life. I think the time for reciting these mantras is coming to an end. I mean, as far as reporting it on the website, I think it just ends the next few days. So it'd be nice if we kind of remembered and posted it on there. So I'll just do 7 of these. And if you don't know what it is, it's on there's these little sheets of paper in that white bin if you want to come and get it. And instead of Vajra, we say Binza. That's what we've been saying in this class in the past anyway. We benza koda haya griva hulu hulu humpe. 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 We start with the Guru Yoga. You who emanate from the heart of the Savior of the 100 Devas joyful realm, on the peak of a cloud water holder resembling clumps of extremely fresh white curd, the King of Dharma, omniscient Losangdrapa, with your sons, I request you to come to this place. In the sky before me, on a lion throne, lotus and moon disc, the perfect pure Lama smiles with delight. Supreme field of the merit of mind's devotion, I beg you to abide for 100 eons to increase the teachings. Your holy mind understands the full extent of objects to be known. Your eloquent speech is the ear ornament of the fortunate ones. Your holy body is glowing and glorious with fame. To you who is meaningful to see, hear, and remember, I prostrate. Beautiful drinking water, various arranged flowers, fragrant incense, light, scented water, and so forth, actually performed and mentally transformed oceans of clouds of offerings, I offer to you the supreme field of merit. Whatever non-virtues of body, speech, and mind, and especially actions opposite to the three vows that I have created from beginningless time, from the bottom of my heart, I regret and fervently confess them all individually. In this time of the five degenerations, you strove for many listenings and realizations and made meaningful the perfect human rebirth by renouncing the eight worldly concerns. In the Savior's extensive deeds, I rejoice sincerely from the depths of my heart. Please, holy, perfect, pure gurus, from billow clouds of compassion and wisdom in the sky of Dharmakaya, make rainfalls of profound and extensive teachings of whatever is suitable for the ears of sentient beings who are the objects to be subdued. I dedicate whatever virtues I have ever collected for the benefit of the teachings of all sentient beings, and in particular for the essential teachings of Venerable Losang Drapa to shine forever. Now, if you please turn to the bottom of page 26 in the book, or page 13 in the booklet, and let's recite the five-line prayer to Lama Tsongkhapa 21 times to ourselves, and then on 20 times, and then on 21st one, we'll chant it out loud together. Page 21 in the booklet, and let's read the second stanza of the dedication. In all my lives, through the victorious one, Lama Tsongkhapa, acting in person as a Mahayana guru, may I never turn aside for even an instant from the excellent path praised by the victorious ones.
Song, yeah, see.
Jejun Lama Dampa Siena Idam Guru Ratnamandala Kamniriya Tayami
Sanjur
Chudanso Kichonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyengi Petsunam Gido La Penchu Sangeru Barsho
Sanjur
Chunam Chum Kichonam La Janchu Bardu Dani Kapsuchi Dagi Chunyengi Petsunam Gido La Penchu Sangeru Barsho
Sanjur
Chidam so kicho nam la Janchu bardu dani kapsu chi Dagi chun yengi pecho nam gi Do la penchur sangye tu parsho
Kankaya tu zhenye zhenye Dawa tanya kumpe siya Tanda shenye te zhenma Kodan zhenma Good evening.
Yeah.
Welcome back to Lamin class. So I'm not sure where we are now. So anybody remember where we stopped?
Where's the
section on karma? Section on karma.
So it would be past 161 in the the folio. In the Tibetan text.
Mm-hmm.
In the book, we were on 213. But you see on the previous page in the bold, it says 161 in the middle of the page. That's the Tibetan text.
Probably when you summarize, you know, this teaching about karma, Tibetan is called le. It means, you know, literally means actions. So, actions actor, the director. The director. Who's the director? Yeah, probably self or the mind is the director. So now if you want to make a really good movie, so make sure the director doesn't get drunk. Make sure the director has not been poisoned. Mm. make sure the director is mindful, cautious, mindful, focus, no focus. According to Lama Tsongkhapa, Kana Le Nams Samba Sangye La means Samba, there's no probably the director, I think the mind or self. Probably the self is the producer, I think. What do you think? Self is producer. What do you think? It's producer. I think mind is the director. Mind. I think it's the director. Or scriptwriter, what do you call? Scriptwriter with the whole communities, whole group. There's not just one, there's whole group, you know, well-established. I say crew, well-established crew. With the directors, I think. I think that's like. But at the moment, I think the mind. I think mind controls self, not the self control mind. In that case, probably the mind is the director. You know, so when you're able to control your mind, so then you become director self. Yourself become director, so then mind probably produce, mind produce. Anyway, so Kana Lenam Samba Sangye La. So I'm trying to, so we are going to read through this book, but when you summarize, okay, when you summarize the whole teaching about no karma, the Sanskrit word, Kana Lenam Samba Sangye La, kar, positive, nak, negative, you know, so literally white and black. So, Samba, no mind. Sang, gentle mind, Samba Sang. Nge, not gentle, how is it? Ungentle? Gentle or opposite of gentle? Harsh mind. Kana, so now, positive actions. Positive karma, negative karma. Lama Tsongkhapa said, Lama Adisha said, no, Lama what? How Lama Adisha said? Lama Adisha said, if the root is poison, so then the tree itself, the branch and everything, fruit, flower, everything becomes poison. That's what Lama Adisha said. So probably then, before that, Shakyamuni Buddha said something, then Lama Adisha summarized it, you know. If the root is poison, everything becomes poison. If the root is no medicinal, then everything becomes medicines. So Lama Tsongkhapa comment on that. So Lama Tsongkhapa says, root, Lama Tsongkhapa refers to the mind. You know? If the mind is positive, then every action becomes positive. If the mind is negative, even the action looks like positive, but it's not positive, it is still negative. If the mind is good, everything, you know, so like sa lam, no sa is no sa lam, is no sa lam. This more like refers to the ground and path. Will be good, you know, ground and path means internal experience of, you know, all the experience produced by wisdoms, you know, become good. So in this case, you know, then in Mandarin, we have things like then life is going to be good, life is going to be better, good, you know. Therefore, everything is dependent on mind. That's how we summarize whole karma teaching. That's how we summarize. So then I've been reading about Zapetru, that's like the lamas from Eastern Tibet. Very much, you know, His Holiness the Dalai Lama is very much inspired by reading his book, Zapetru. Actually, you know, like from Nyingma traditions, Nyingma Lama, it's not Gelug Lama, it's Nyingma Lama. So I got all, I've been looking about his teachings long time, and I think 2 years ago when we were in Nepal, So fortunately, in one library, they hold his book. So like a lot of books, you know. So so happy, you know, to find that books. I've been looking many, many years. So I found that books and I've been reading, you know, like not every day, you know, like here, there, a little bit here, there, you know. So when I get bored, then I read. Anyway, so that's because, you know, like His Holiness said something about the Lama, you know. His Holiness don't take, whenever he teach, whenever he give lectures, teach, he don't accept any money. No, he don't take any money from his teachings. He said because, you know, he read, you know, this Lama Zapetru's books. And Zapetru made commitments. He says, you know, he committed himself, he made commitment himself. Then, not in the beginning, but you know, sometimes probably he did a lot of retreat, and then finally, in Tibet, you know, so the lay people, they offer a lot of things. And probably he's observing everything, you know, that's happening in the religious institutions. You know, so then he was probably, you know, so then he made commitments. From now on, he says he will not take any offerings himself. So that inspired His Holiness Dalai Lama greatly. So then he decided not to take any offerings at all. So then, since then, I think His Holiness said somewhere in like maybe in India or somewhere. Then since that, I've been, you know, really, and not just that. Then one book is already translated. There's one book, spiritual something in English, spiritual song or something. Yeah, Songs of Spiritual Experience, in that book, probably part of that is by translated from Zapetru's book. You know, he's like, then read that little bit in English version and really want to, you know, find the Tibetan version because my English is not good. So then, since then, I've been looking for this book anyway. So then, I've been reading this book, and he's a great master. He's a very great, he's, you know, a great master, very inspiring. So, reading, you know, like lately, reading his books, you know, particular on Lam Rim, same. But, you know, not Lam Rim Chenpo, but, you know, he's commenting on Lam Rim books. So, very clear. So, Zapetru says, you know, like, what we need to do, you know, is studying Lam Rim is great, you know, so meditating on Lam Rim is great, but what we need to do is, like, we need to meditate on compassion all the time, you know. So he says compassion is like the medicines that is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases, the compassions. So that's why he said that's what's lacking, the compassion. So then, you know, he said many, many stories. And one of the senior Kadamba masters, he has number of, you know, students that include someone who wrote this number of mind training texts that we've been using. So there's like, probably don't bother to say the name because you are not going to understand me, but there's three of them. So he's checking on them. He's asking someone close to him, so, oh, what is John doing? And they say, oh, John is, then he say, oh, John is making all kind of offerings, That master say, oh, great. That's nice. He said, that is one. That means that is something people should do, you know. That's the one, he said. Then he said, oh, how is Peter doing? He said, oh, Peter is like meditating a lot. And he said, oh, great, you know. So then he says, no, what's Joey doing? So then he said, no, he's really isolated and he's just staying in the house. Day and night, he's just covering his head and crying. So then that, you know, the senior Kadamba master put his hand together and he just, you know, like kind of praying, you know, so, and that's incredible. Because that turns out that, you know, like, it's not like depressed, you know, it's like crying for sufferings of other sentient beings, crying, you know, so, so I think, so, and according to that, you know, like conversation between those Kardama masters and Zapatero's, you know, writings, and also Zapatero also even said, you know, like, he's also talking about Asanga's stories, you know, Asanga, Indian master, wanting to see Maitreya Buddha. That's the primary goal. We went to retreat in the cave. The goal is to see Maitreya Buddha. Maybe has tons of questions to ask. Yeah, just wanting to see. And went there, you know, 6 years. Nothing happened. Zero. Nothing. Even one good sign. 6 years. Nothing. You know, got very discouraged. Come out. Now, you know, giving up. Come out. So, one man holding a big piece of metal and one piece of cloth, rubbing on that, you know, piece of metal. Asanga was curious. He asked, "What are you doing?" He says, "Because of shortage of needles in the town, and thinking to make that big piece of metal with this soft cloth, thinking, you know, to make a needle." Asanga sat there and thought, he's not going to see that needle because there's a big piece of, you know. So Asanga was, if that is like, this is not meditation, this is not like meditating on something, that's just mundane thing, you know, just piece of metal tied to a needle. So if that person had that kind of inspiration or determinations, I must go back, you know, 3 more years, I must go back. Went back to the cape, did, you know, because that inspired so much. So then did there, nothing happens. Not even one good dream. Really discouraged. Then now, then okay, now that's it, coming out of the dream. The story is a little bit different, but you know, anyway, so that I'm just telling you the story exactly the way I read it, Zapatero's book. So then, you know, I heard this story not before, way before I read the Zapatero's book. I have already heard these stories. So then, coming out, you know, probably feel very much discouraged, you know. So coming out, nothing happens, you know. So then, so another person, you know, with a piece of feather, and sitting in front of this huge rock, like much, much higher than himself, and just, you know, dipping into water and just brushing the rock. Asanga asked, "What are you doing?" He said, "This rock is like blocking my view from the house." And he's trying to, you know, like, how you say, where the rock rocked with the feather and water. Asanga, "So what is that?" He said, "You know." So then, anyway, so then, you know, that's the last time. Then he went back. Then he, you know, nothing happens. 12 years. Now it's been 12 years. Nothing happened. Even not one good dreams. So then he came out. Then I said, then probably the rest of the story, probably you remember, you know. So then seeing that dog, half of the body has been eaten by maggots. Eaten by, you know, so then very aggressive. Coming towards him, trying to bite him. Asanga just broke, you know, mentally broke. Then break. Seeing this whole situation, you know, just his heart was broke. His heart was broken, seeing that situation. Feel so, like, bad for the dogs, you know, so, and really felt something deep inside his heart, in his mind. No, so then probably, you know, cut some piece of flesh from his body, gave to the dog, and thinking how to save the dog, and thinking same time, thinking about those maggot. Then thinking, okay, if I take them by my hand is too rough. So maybe he decided to take them out of his tongue, make sure that he doesn't hurt them. And he just decided, he closed his eyes and he just trying to reach that dog, you know. Couldn't reach. Instead of reaching the dog, he reached his tongue on the ground. Dog's not there. And the matriarch just standing right there. Then he kind of, you know, probably upset. You know, he says, how come that you don't have compassion? How come you don't have compassion? That means, you know, he's been there like 12 years. How come that you don't show up? What then the Zapatru says, that's because the power of compassion. He really surrendered 100% himself to the dog. 100% open, you know, so no expectations. He just wants to help. That's all he wants to do. He just wants to save the dog. Nothing else. So that is like the medicines, like powerful medicines that eliminated 100 different diseases. Maybe he may have this, you know, 100 different types of mental disease because of that he never not able to see nature. At that moment, that's why I call compassion is called like powerful medicines, is capable to eliminate 100 different diseases. So because of that, you know, then he... So then Maitreya Buddha said, okay, if you don't believe me, so you can take me on your shoulder, walk around and see, anybody sees me. And he, you know, took Maitreya Buddha in his shoulder, walk around the town. A lot of people see nothing. There's one woman saw dog. The woman's mind is pretty clear. So there's only one person in the whole town. One lady saw the dog. And other people, they see nothing. They just, you know, they think he's going out of his mind. When he's saying, Maitreya Buddha's on my shoulder, people see his empty shoulder, nothing. So anyway, so that's just one to, you know, to share with you. So please, you know, so studying Lam Rim, then think about, you know, there are many information about compassion. So now our job is how we can, you know, meditate on compassion, what is required, you know. So I think Asanga, you know, in order to develop, in order to do meditation on compassion or develop compassion, we have to absorb some kind of sufferings. Without that, no. So, but Asanga didn't develop compassion 12 years because he's not seeing any, you know. So he was, you know, not seeing that kind of situations. So anyway, so, you know, that deliberately need to bring up something in your mind. If you remember, you know, reading a newspaper, watching a TV, or maybe heard from through friends, through social media, something, you know, then you'd bring them up, you know, so then just meditate, you know, so. And that's like, also Zapatru says, you know, when you summarize four immeasurable practice or prayer, then that's like gentle mind. That's all, the four immeasurable, the meaning of the four immeasurable prayer or the essence of the you know, practicing four immeasurable is gentle mind. So that's what we need, you know. It's not that difficult, right? It's not that difficult. So we all talk about compassion, you know, it's not that difficult. It's not subject wise, it's not that difficult to understand. So now, you know, how to meditate on compassion, how to meditate on compassion, what is required, you know. So that's, I think, important. So it will, according to Zapatru Rinpoche, you know, it will greatly benefit all of us throughout the day, if we can think about compassion here and there a little bit, you know. That's like the summary of, you know, when you summarize four immeasurable practice, then that's like gentle mind. So that's what we need, gentle mind, you know. So that's like the powerful medicines, gentleness, compassion. I'm not sure how you say in English, but when we when in Tibetan, when we observe something, you know, like not always like suffering, you know, so, but maybe it's not used in like deeper understanding of what is compassion. But it, in Tibetan culture, we say, you know, if you see something, we say, if you see some kind of, you know, somebody suffering something, then we say, "Ningje." That's how we say. So I'm not sure how you say it in English. I'm saying, "Ningje." "Ningje" means like pitiful. So please, you know, examine when you say that, when you say, "Oh, poor things," what are you feeling? What are you feeling? This is important to observe, you know, to analyze. So I think we are poor things. That's how you say. You know, when you say it, you don't say that if somebody's angry, you don't say that, you know. If somebody's like being very mean, you don't say "ninja," you say something else. Yeah, more like not going to be nice. Whole, not just verbal, whole physical things not going to be nice, you know. When you say "ninja," you know, like that means like you felt something for that being, you know, you felt something for that being, you know. That means willing to share, or maybe willing to share, you know, whatever way you can share, willing to share, you know, so like that. Ninja. So, towards yourself, towards other beings, you know. So that's why then it makes, you know, sense, you know, according to Geshe Langri Thapa, one of the Kandamba masters who wrote this 8 verses mind changing text, Lojong Sijima, the first word, first stanza, Dani Simche Tamja de Ishinubole Labis, Tenjo Dube Sambo Etato Jebo Zumash, not easy to, you know, put into practice, very, very difficult, so difficult, not even just, you know, like, it says all beings, all sentient beings, it says, you know, Geshe Langri Thapa says all sentient beings, therefore it's not easy, because we don't get along with all sentient beings, aren't we? So that's why it's difficult, you know. So all sentient beings, Dani Simche Tamjelas, I myself, Dani Simche, you know, it's like kind of like crying out, please help me to see all living beings as a precious jewel. Precious jewel, you know, so precious jewels. Why I should see them as precious jewels? Because of sentient beings, I have opportunity to enlighten, I have opportunity to develop compassion, I have opportunity to develop patience, loving kindness, you know. Without sentient beings, nobody can develop patience. Nobody can develop compassion. Nobody can practice generosity. This all required because of other sentient beings. So right now, you know, we just, you know, just wishing, just praying, you know. So every, you know, it's not like, you know, so then probably that leads back to the Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths, the first truth of sufferings. Not having deeper understanding of the First Noble Truth, that also, you know, that's why it's also having problems to develop compassion to all living beings. So once you understand, once your understanding of Four Noble Truths go very deep, so there will be less problems developing compassion to all living beings. So the bottom line here, it means, you know, everybody, whether you admit or not, everybody has problems. You know, so just based on that, that's how you develop compassion, you know. Just based on that, then how you develop compassion. So So, finally, so we all try, okay, we all try to develop, to mature in compassion. Or don't think, the lamnim is too big, you know, I don't think I'm going to finish that. You know, it's like too much practice, too much to meditate. Just meditate on compassion. Just meditate on compassion. You know, just meditate on compassion. So, people need to be loved. People need to be protected. You know, people need to be care. You know, so there are many, many people. They feel like they are unloved, unwanted, uncared, unworthy. There's many of them. So whenever we see them, you know, so if we can give some protections, there's also, you know, practice of generosity. You know, like the last generosity, there's, you know, three different types of practice of generosity. The last one is giving protections. Somebody who needs protection, you give them protections. You know, then include also the all living beings, not just human beings. Compassion is true. Within the religious institution, there are many, many rules, like traditions, rules. People just made it up. Compassion exists. It's true. Nobody made it up. It exists. If you work for that, if you think about that, you could develop. You could develop that. You could develop. So, Dharma exists. Dharma do exist. You know, Dharma benefits. If you practice it, it benefits your mind. So, and I think it's good to know, so maybe each one of us has a responsibility maybe to think about how we should let meditation on compassion. It requires some kind of understanding, some kind of wisdom. Without that, probably it's difficult. So, more meditation on compassion, I think, probably need to think about, okay? Then, if you have compassion, no need to worry about negative karma. Am I correct? Am I right? If you have compassion, you don't need to worry about negative karma. Genuine compassion. Genuine, sincere compassion. So maybe thought, it's good to share with you. So any like whatever ways that you can meditate on compassion, whatever ways, to maybe bring up something even just saying certain word about compassion, probably will help. Okay? It's very important at the beginning, it's very important in when you are well up in the path, it's very important when you enlighten the compassion, There's like one book, Madhya Manga Avatara in Sanskrit, it's called Middle Way, something. This talk of emptiness is written by Dhauta Chandrakirti, Indian master. So usually when most of the books that you see homage to Manjushri, homage to Shakyamuni Buddha, homage to Lama Tsongkhapa, he decided to make homage, his salutations, and homage to compassion. Very unique, very unique. I'm not remembering the word from that books, and then in the homage part. Anyway, it's like water, it's like fertilizer, and when you plant the seed, the compassion is like fertilizer, like water. The bottom line is compassion is very important at the beginning. It's important when you're old in path, it's important. Then it's when you are in the last part of the path, it's very important. So, Yeah. So now I probably will read something from this book, the Lambrim book. So now also need to think about that. You know, this in the beginning of this section, the karma section, it begins like the teaching according to Lambrim. It begins like niba dele tamje sawa ijige teba chebas, ijige teba. Delek is all the goodness, all the goodness. Tzawa is the root. Root of all the goodness is like conviction. Conviction, faith. How is it in English?
Developing the faith of conviction that is the root of all temporary happiness and certain goodness.
Yeah. It's not temporary happiness. No, this is like all the goodness. All the goodness. All the goodness. Tamje means all. There's no certain or temporary. It's like all goodness. It's the root of all the goodness. No conviction, faith. Conviction, faith is the last one. You know, like there's three different types of faith. Now, so so sorry, because there are three. So I'm not making it up. So there's three, there's four, there's five, there's six, there's seven. Yeah, so there's how so there's three, you know, the conviction phase, the last one. Ishigateba. Order to convince something, you know, conviction comes from convince. When you convince something, no, so anyway, so you have to have reason. No, you can't convince someone else without reason unless, you know, you are very gullible. Gullible? Huh? Gullible? Gullible. So anyway, having said that, I'm also, you know, kind of gullible too. Yeah, so many times I was also, you know, tricked by people too. I was, you know, so not here, I'm not saying my previous life in the monastery. Monastery, not just the monastery, that around that area in India and all that, you know. I'm also quite gullible, you know. So anyway, so convincing somebody, you have to have reason. The reason I'm saying this conviction, faith, grow entirely based on reasons. No reason, no conviction, faith. No, that's Ishigateba. So now, please think about this, because this is very new to you. Just think about this. It's not new to me, but, you know, when it's come down to practical level, it sounds like brand new. But, you know, intellectually, I heard this many times, you know, the root of all the goodness is like conviction, faith, in action, karma. Or you can call like pure mundane thought. Sometimes you hear like pure mundane thought, that is what it is. When you hear, sometimes you don't see this, sometimes you only see pure mundane thought. Jidembe yangtata tawa, pure mundane thought. So that's what it means. Pure mundane thought means conviction, faith in karma. That's what is pure mundane thought means. Okay, so another translation, when you see something like the Jidimbe Yantapatawa, when you see, what is that? That is conviction, faith in karma. That's what it is. Okay? So what is required to develop conviction, faith into actions? First, we have to understand karma. So that's why the karma is karma, teaching of karma, coming under this, you know, titles. Okay? According to the karma is kind of complicated, right? So there's one reason that we cannot fix everything. Why? The reason means karma. You can fix. Sometimes when you really think, you know, like think deep. It's quite amazing that we do get along here and there. That's quite a miracle. Because different consciousness, different set of karma, the consciousness has been functioning totally based on his or her karma, that you have no clue. You're 100% clueless. That karma, according to Buddhism, is not just this life. It's like, what do you call, baggage?
Yeah.
It goes far beyond. So, giving that reality, still, you know, getting long, that's, you know, quite a miracle, I think. So that, you know, we can, yeah, it will be fantastic to be able to fix everything, but we can't fix everything because of this, no. So, then it began with, you know, like, by studying the general, you know, about karma, then, you know, then there's, you know, like, studying specific karma, so that's what it means. Then, after that, what did you do? After that, then you know, put into practice. Oh, you put into practice, okay? Sometimes you do chance to. This is not, how you say, somebody would even read that, but I just translate, I'm not sure. I just translate the meaning.
About developing the faith?
So what he says, like, thinking about karma in generally, and thinking about karma in specifically, or like then after how to put into practice.
Oh, that's
good. Yeah. So anyway, so you have the book, so there's better translation. The books I just know to translate it, you know, like just roughly translate it and the meaning, okay? So meaning is already there. So now the first one is, you know, the first one is the action, the karma is definite. It's definite. It's not like I don't think that's assuming karma. Assuming karma? Can I say assuming? That I assume that something has happened. Assuming or may not happen. Can I say guess or assuming?
Conditional karma.
Yeah, so like say
may or may not happen.
Exactly, yeah. Conditional, yeah. So or maybe suggest, I guess, suggest. So like, you know, traffic, when Julie went with me to India, so when she saw the traffic in India, nobody really following the rules, but, you know, then she called this as like suggestions. Suggest has a... Huh? It's just there's no suggestion karma. So laying nearby, the karma is definite. Laying nearby, no, it's definite. Whether it's a positive or negative, it's definite. So this is what the Papa Kanya Kanya says. So I see the number of Deva Tana, Simji Nyawa Chaba, the Lung Siva, Langbala Tene Chaba, Inje Tamje, Nguyen Gevele is our Junkis. So now this is also very, very new power to you, maybe you only read. So as a Buddhist, you know, that's how you, not as a as a Buddhist, you know, that's how you think, how you're supposed to think. When any good things, even like slight, like even like tiny breeze, when you're hot, tiny cool breeze. This is good, right? Anything, you know, that, you know, makes you happy, feel good, according to Lamrim teaching, according to Karma teaching, these are the result of your positive actions. Do we agree? Huh? So, I think, you know, What another alternative? What good comes out of that? Thinking like that, what good comes out? not thinking like that what good comes out of that. So that's how we should, how you say, that's how the calculation needs to be done. So here, you know, so then another question, what is merit? That's how they say in English, how they say in English. So I mean, this is important, you know. Important because America is very much driven by science. People do have, I'm not saying it's bad, but people do have scientific mind because there's so much, you know. So like driven by scientific, you know, development. So I think this is important. So how they say it, how they translate it?
Are you talking about from the precious garland?
No. The karma is definite. Then they say,
The certainty of karma, and the certainty of karma, the magnification of karma.
Then can you read, like, further down? Say, yeah, read the little.
All of them? The effects of actions that you did not do,
right after the karma is definite, correct? The karma is definite.
The certainty of karma.
Oh, certainty of karma. Right after
the magnification of karma.
Not the title. The explanation. Explanation. Certainty of karma. Explanation.
Oh, all happiness in the sense of feelings of ease, whether of ordinary or noble being, including even the slightest pleasures, such as the rising of a cool breeze. In a hell arises from previously accumulated virtuous karma. It's impossible for happiness to arise from non-virtuous karma.
So what do you think? Huh? So then so that's why there's no, according to Lama Atisha, he says no geva kashur lakshur. Kashur means no when you talk, when you, you know, going around, go moving around. So that's how the marriage should be created. You know, it's not just always, you know, sit down on the cushions. Gyawa kashur lakshur means you could create marriage, you know, just going around, doing, saying something, or maybe, you know, doing something. You can still create marriage. Gyawa kashur lakshur. Digba dosho dushus. We created, same other hand, we created negative karma doing the same thing. Talking. How come that we are not creating positive karma? That you could create positive karma too, because why we are creating negative karma, you know, why we are talking, doing something, you know, something falls down, we curse. We don't say, Om Mani Padme Hum. It will be nice if you say, Om Mani Padme Hum. You just create merit, and we don't say that, we just curse, you know. Yeah, so you could say, Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Tare Tum Tare Tum Soha, but we choose power not to say that. So anyway, so that's how negative karma has been created. And similarly, the positive karma also can be created like that. So we don't have to be open the books, you know, maybe to grab the rosary or maybe sit on cushions, you know. So that's what Lama Atisha means. Gewa Kashur Lakshur means merit been created by, you know, talking, just moving around. And then, you know, also negative karma has been also creating, you know, moving around, talking like that. Then it, oh, that's good. Very good question. So you are asking the merit itself is a happiness. Oh.
It's potential happiness. I recently read its definition. Of merit in one of Lama Zopa Rinpoche's books. And it was so good. I memorized it. It said, "It's the positive imprint left on the mind by a virtuous action." Not merit, but what's left on your mind, the positive imprint is merit from a virtuous
Yeah, that's good, wonderful. So now I think from the philosophical debate point of view, you know, so then that's like say merit doesn't have to be consciousness or mind, okay? Merit doesn't have to be consciousness. No. So maybe you don't want to get into that because that's like philosophical debate. So but you don't need to. Did Ani Omar, Gishi Omar told you debate, how to debate? How many people show up? Okay. Yeah. We skip that part. Skip that. There's no debate. So they're very interesting. Like actually, it's the cause of the. As it's like. Okay. When we talk about happiness, so we are talking about. Aren't we talking about feeling? Huh? Right. Then there's physical feeling, and there's mental feeling. Physical happiness, mental happiness. So then, when you then looks like the merit is not really happiness. Merit is not happiness. It's a cause. It's a cause of happiness. So there's like potentials that live imprint that will produce like happiness, physical happiness, you know, or maybe condition for physical happiness such as food, shelter, good friend, you know, good community, good country, you know, good environment produce conditions. So there's like physical happiness, right? There's a cause, you know, that, you know, produce the conditions for happiness. There's like physical happiness, mental happiness, such as, you know, environment where you go to study Dharma, where you meditate, you meet people, they share some interest, sharing the same interest, you know, following the same path, things like that. So they produce the environment. So that's merit. So I don't think itself is like, I don't think we can technically call merit itself is happiness. It's a cause of happiness.
Is there a distinction between merit and positive karma?
I think positive karma, that's a good question. Positive karma, I think the merit is pretty much same. Karma pretty same. The karma, you know, like the actions, second moment is turning into tendency. So then not the action doesn't go into the consciousness, but actions, you know, second moment is very short. The second moment is turns to tendency. That tendency goes on to the consciousness. The consciousness continues. That's why the karma has never been wear out, never been waste, because like the base is solid. It's kind of continuous. So positive karma and I think merit is less. So then, you know, generally speaking, you can say same, but then debate point of view, there's no things to debate, but no, I think that's not necessary, I think, here, you know. So now, like, not just understanding of that, no, all the root of the goodness is like conviction fed into karma. That's what we learn from Lamrim. Lama Tsongkhapa said, 650 years ago, almost now, 650 years ago, this book has been written, 650 years ago, in Tibet, by Lama Tsongkhapa, Tibetan master, Lama Tsongkhapa. So he said that, no problem. So now there's, it's good that we now understood, you know, root of the, maybe, you know, like, I thought maybe root of all my happiness is like my calf. Turns out that's not true. I thought my iPhone. Now turns out that's not true. My iPad, that's not true. I thought maybe have my house, not true. That's not true. Or maybe say maybe whatever it is, you know, like. So then slowly, you know, so then reading Lama, now it says, okay, it's like conviction, faith, into karma, that's the root of all the happiness. So now we need to think we need to analyze, think, debate, is it true? So then once you reach to what you call aha moment, on that, so then I think, no, then after that, you know, then you, when you reach that aha moment, then you are convinced. You are convinced that's the root of all the happiness. So then you develop faith, conviction, faith. So then you take that very seriously, you know, you take that very seriously, because you thought this is the root of my happiness. So I should, you know, embrace. Or maybe embarrass. embrace it. So the first thing, you know, they understand, intellectually understand. The second things, then, you know, I'm not sure how to say, but convincing yourself by reading, examining, you know, your actions, like, how much, you know, damage that your actions damage your happiness and also people around you, you know. So then I, of course, you know, need mindfulness, you know, require constant mindfulness. Happiness does not come from negative actions, period. No more discussions, finish. If the happiness comes out of negative actions, whole karma teaching screw up. Yeah, so then, you know, Migiwe lele devaju in the melas, no pin. So, dunga, number jinji dunga, tana dajumi jula cheba inje, kamri ni, Migiwe lele sama jungis. All this, you know, sufferings is coming from negative karma, negative actions. So, now, then also, I'm kind of curious, you know, about that. Do we ever create new karma? Do you think everything is happening now because that's due to your previous karma? No, you see, that's not good. That's not good at all. That's not good at all. The last part, I'm saying, last part you told me, that's not good at all.
I think we are creating new karma, but it's based on, it's based on something that's done before, but we're pushing it into new territory.
So, yeah, I think new karma has to be created. Otherwise, you know, so then what do you think, you know, something, oh, that's my karma.
There would be no effort to change if it was just always based on your old karma.
Yeah, exactly right. So then what do you think? Some people say, oh, that's my karma.
So I'll do whatever I want because it doesn't matter.
But it can also just be an acceptance.
Yeah.
This is happening to me because it's my karma. And I'm just
going to...
Yeah, now I'm
going to
act differently because I don't
want to
experience that.
There's a lot of things that need to be debated. The karma is complicated.
Can you ever finish old karma? Can you ever finish exhaust
the
karma?
Yeah, so compassion is like the spark. Compassion, like spark.
Spark.
What is
spark.
Yes, spark. Karma is like the pile of hay. When you develop compassion, then one spark could burn all this pile of hay. So that's why this is called medicine that's capable to, you know, eliminate 100 different diseases. So then, all karma, what is it?
How do you know when it's gone? How do you know when it's gone?
See, now, so that's good. So that's me probably need to call Anyomo, Gishomo back here. So that's very good. And that's good, you know, need to talk or discuss, you know, so... So, simply you say something. How, yeah, how we know that karma has been burned?
We just keep trying. I mean, I don't know that we're ever going to know. We're not amused at all. I think that we can feel certain things when we feel kind of relieved that it's not still holding us. Or maybe it's purified something that's really bothering us. We're working on it. We're working on it. And we feel this kind of relief from that.
So let's talk about, like, let's not go to the past life. Let's not go to the past life. We just stick with this life, okay? So now, so you know, we don't need to go to past life to figure it out. Is there any positive karma that I've been created? We just look now, you know, so we can tell pretty much. We don't need to go to psychic to read our palm. Negative karma, we don't need to go. I think same, we don't need to go to the past. We, you know, here in this life, yeah, so we are not always saying nice things, no. So you and me, everybody the same, you know, so we, yeah, I get angry, then, you know, so then it's like, anyway, I think there's very good forgiveness. Now, you know, well, I think known in this country, forgiveness. So, that's also a kind of purifying. Somebody did something to you, something negative. Then you forgive. How you know that you forgive that person? How you know you forgive that person? How you know that, you know, before you are very angry. Whenever you hear about that person, whenever you see that person, when you encounter that person, you are really angry. So now, then you forgive, you know, you forgive.
When you forgive them, then you have positive thoughts toward them. Even when you think of the negative thing they might...
That's how you know that you kind of forgive. Mm-hmm. You have to have positive thought toward that person.
Mm-hmm.
So now I know. Not forgetting. Forgive, yeah.
So, I would think that, I don't know,
when
you forgive somebody, that you can just say, oh,
next time you see him,
I like him. I don't know.
Not like you, but I don't mind being around you.
So, I think that...
then do we get mad again, or are we able to not be mad?
Yeah. So then I think this is good to start, you know, like in this life, you know. So that is, from the Lamyan point of view, whether you call or not, it is negative karma towards you. Somebody did some negative karma towards you. This negative karma. What we are forgiving is, we are forgiving, you can't, this kind of, now it's getting kind of complicated. You can't forgive karma. That person already created, right? We can forgive that. But you are forgiving that person. So now, I
you have to forgive them.
I don't know. I'm also confused.
can you have compassion for them that you might do the same thing?
Oh, that's very, very good news. Having compassion toward that person, positive thought toward that person, that's really wonderful. That's very good. Yeah, so now probably getting there, you know, so just, you know, even not like having a positive thought toward that person, next time when you see, you don't mind the person walking around, you don't mind, you know, seeing, before you're really, really angry. So you know, now, you know, you are okay, but you are not like super happy what he did to you. You are not action is done. There's no so now it's kind of now hard question. Your question is like how we know that we purify karma. So that's your question, right? How we know? That's a very good question. So I'm trying to find some example. You know, like how we. Like forgiving yourself or forgiving someone else, that's not like, that's like not purifying someone else's negative karma because it's already been created, but continuously holding on that and being miserable. But that's been purified, right? Anger, maybe like evil thought towards that person, that's been purified. Am I right? Exactly right. You know, just know, like, not really thinking about that person, you know, like, yeah, you know, like, holding evil thought to someone else, that's big job. It's not something pleasant. Especially when you encounter that person, then you kind of get, you know, like, the anger is like, ill will is like poison. It's like poison. So now please like say something like how you know when you are, we will not go to past life, we just stick with this life. How we know that I purify. How we know. You know, here you can see it will burn, you can see. But that's an example they use, you know, when you meditate on compassion, it's like that. It's like spark. When the spark gets contact with the hair, it will not just one piece, it will burn whole hair. So now,
Don't you have to be vigilant with your own mind, sort of being aware and present in the present moment, watching all the time, because even if you think you've forgiven somebody, sometimes you get angry and you surprise yourself with the anger.
Mm.
It comes out, you didn't think you would still have it, you have it. And it just pops up before you know it.
Mm.
If there's still some tendency, maybe a karmic tendency,
exactly, yeah. Mm.
Impression in your consciousness to react that way, and you thought it was gone, but it wasn't. But so if you're vigilant and ever, you know, aware, you can at least watch it arise. But you don't have to express it. You don't have to follow through with it. You know, so maybe it's not gone yet, but sometimes you don't know. I mean, that happens.
Yeah, that's true. That's also true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please.
It seems to me that you're sentient to both producing and experiencing karma all the time, every given moment. Because we experience the world around us, therefore we create karma. And that means that we're also burning some karma. Maybe we're producing new karma while we're burning the old karma, but it's still happening every moment of our life, every consciousness.
Exactly right. Yeah, karma won't stop unless, no. Yeah, karma, whether we is positive, negative, we create, no. There's a lot of them are neutral. The karma has been created all the time, you know, like, yeah. Yeah? Huh? Oh, yeah. So just saying yes, 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 yes. There's no positive, there's no negative, it's just neutral, you know, just you know, like going like this.
It's an action.
Yeah, karma means action, you know, it's action, yeah. So that's like mind.
So one time, actually, you and I were watching this show, and there was a miserable tiger on the show, and I was
talking about the karma of that being to be a tiger, and we were talking about eventually that tiger will exhaust that karma and will no longer be in the animal realm.
Mm.
I think we all have our own tiger memory in this life. We all have things. There's many things I'm sure I've done that I don't really know, even know to regret, but it's plenty that I do know to regret. And so I think that, to answer your question, I think when I look back at some of those things and I no longer wince at what I did, because I've been working on it, then for me that's some kind of little inner sign that I have moved to a place of accepting it and it's no longer as...
Yeah, very good. Maybe I'm hoping that Robbie will say something. Huh? like that's I think this is a very important question. I think like that we have to like. So now I think see like doing all these prostrations, Do you feel that you purify something? No. Do you feel? Maybe right after, you know, when you finish certain like number of prostration, you feel really good?
Yeah, I mean during different sets you can kind of feel like something kind of coming out and also like something kind of difficult coming out and also some like
hit. Hmm. Yeah, so I think this is good, like say, there are, you know, like purification practice out there. So and there also, you know, like meditation or compassion, we need to test them. Okay, so then feel right after that how you feel, thinking of something, you know, like say, whether it's like meditation or compassion, maybe thinking of something, you know, yeah, you don't think about what I did wrong, you know, all the time. In Buddhism, we only think about that when you're about to do some kind of purification practice, and you deliberately bring them up, that you are not scared, you are not afraid, because you are going to burn them. You deliberately want to bring them up, so then you do something, you know, whether reciting Vajrasana mantra, or doing type of prostrations, you know, like all that. Then right after that, that's a very critical moment, right after that, how you feel. If you feel good, you know, then I think that purifies. You feel good. So that does not mean that you completely forget what you did wrong. The memory will be there, but when you remember, then it doesn't hurt. And when you remember the event, at the same time you remember, oh, I did so and so practice for that. You remember that with something else. Sorry to say, but yes.
That was my question.
Yeah, yeah. it's not like it's not the result, not like feeling good about or feeling proud about, you know. It's like when you remember that, the memory will be there, so that you say like, it's not like forgetting something, but you remember that. But when you remember, it doesn't hurt. So I think it's very important to need a test. Those practices, you know, like easiest things is like compassion. Just meditate on compassion, no? Just meditate on compassion and see. Kind of say, and that's the power ways to tell. You know, so otherwise, thinking something, as I said this number of times, here in the Western developing countries, here, yeah, not just here, everywhere, every part of the world, people do things negative. People do things, negative things, and people do remember them, you know. So it's not like just here, you know. So being here last 15 years, talking to different people, so what I realize is like thinking something negative with negative intentions. It's not like out of compassion or out of, you know, positive intention. Thinking something out of negative, and what you're thinking is negative. What you're doing is something negative. That means like pushing yourself into darkness, darkness, darkness. So you do think of a negative out of something positive intentions. When you think about something negative, we should try to think about, you know, some kind of positive mind. So that means like willing to purify them, that's a positive mind. So then you don't, when you think, when you bring them up, you know, you don't just sit there, do nothing, you do something positive. No, so so that's why I kind of, maybe I'm wrong, but you know, talking to different people, that's why I realize thinking something negative. Yeah, everybody, you, me, everybody, we all have something negative to think about. You know? So then thinking something negative, then just, you know, being negative. Because what you're thinking is negative, then being negative. Then, you know, then pushing yourself deep and deep into the darkness, that's all. So then I suggest them, you know, I suggest them, maybe what you do in Buddhism, we do think about negative things too. But we think that, you know, out of something positive intention, we think about something negative, then we do something positive. Then it doesn't hurt. It doesn't hurt. Then you not just do one, but you do it again. Again. So then, you know, that's the best way to think about negative things from out of positive intentions. Yeah, what we do, like, you know, we usually do something, you know, maybe saying some mantra, maybe saying some prayers, you know, but you feel very sorry. Whenever you generate compassion, does it hurt? Is it good hurt or bad hurt?
Well, it's a good hurt. I mean, good in the fact that I feel something for someone.
That's good. So that's exactly the Kadama Master, you know, covering his head, crying. He's not depressed. That's good crying. It's good crying. That's like the tear of compassion. It's not like tear of depressed or tear of insecure feeling. There's tear of strength. There's, you know, there's compassion, you know, compassion. So, yeah, you can, you know, like, you can expand your heart, you know, like, there's just one part that I'm seeing, that's what happens in the animal realms, you know, so like, if I'm in dead shoes, what will I do? There's, you know, like, exchanging oneself with others, you know, basically expand, you can expand that for, you know, a lot of living beings, you know. So, there's compassion, and believe or not, that kind of feeling burns huge amount of negative karma. So now, how we know? Leads back to like conviction, faith into karma. First, intellectual understanding. The second is conviction, faith. So.
Whatever, but as opposed
to if I have non-virtuous thoughts about somebody, you know,
it doesn't make me feel good.
You know,
so
then there's a lot of discussion about empathy and compassion. Empathy and compassion. So I don't know empathy. I don't know that word. I just know how to say it, but I really don't know the. The definition of the word. So anyway, so there's something that needs to be, you know, to discuss. Huh? So please, you know, every one of us trying to come up with something that we can help people how to tell them to meditate on compassion in practical way, in practical way, practical way. Oh? So then I have faith in Jhapadu Rinpoche because this is some lamas who inspire His Holiness Dalai Lama greatly. So then he said, you know, he really kind of encouraging everybody should meditate on compassion, you know, or maybe think about compassion, you know, throughout the day. So, and then, you know, that's like, he said, that's like the, it's like, rather than taking 5 pills a day for headache, 5 pills, if there's 1 pill that eliminates headaches, so we will choose 1 pill. The 5 pill could, you know, eliminate, but you know, 1 pill is the compassion like that. So you, me, everyone, us, you know, we'll think about, you know, compassion, whatever ways, you know, seeing something on the TV, or maybe seeing like, yeah, when you walk around, you know, you think, oh, like, everybody you see, you know, there are complications. They have health complications, they have no complications, their mind is not just you, you know. So the reason why you should wish something good for them, you know, that's like, that's the best way to eliminate your own complications, to develop, you know, like compassion. So now time passes, so please you try, I try, we all try, wherever you go, so just nothing, need to think about material compassion, that's all. So that you can expand, you can, if you just see one bird, what you're seeing is just one bird, but you know, you can expand. You can expand your compassion, okay? So, of course, then here, we are all friends, you know? So, we should, you know, we should have compassion to each other. We should have compassion to each other. If something happens, or maybe, you know, we, unless you have clairvoyance, you can read other person's mind. You know, somebody says something, you know, it hurts your feeling. Oh, then you decide, oh, I'm not going to come to Kadamba Center because my feeling was hurt. You just forgive them. Just forgive them. It happened. But, you know, the person may not intend to do something like that, not doing intention by accident. So we have to set example from here, you know. The people will come to Kadamba Center. They see they're all, everyone's arguing. So then, okay. Compassion, okay. What is that?
On behalf of Kadampa Center,
oh,
we would like to wish you a very happy birthday.
Okay. Thank you.
We have a very happy card because we want to show you our big love and thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Thank you.
And a big bouquet of flowers.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. All your love, kindness, compassion, all your message in the card, everything, you know. So, I'm still here. 15 years, I'm still here, so I'm not going anywhere soon. So, I'm, you know, happy. So, some of the people, they don't believe, you know, so then ask, you know, like, oh, do you have any problems? I said, I don't have problems at the center. A lot of other centers in Europe, they have a lot of problems. I said, they don't believe me. So, you know, so I say, you know, so I've been very, very happy, you know, not every single moment, last 15 years, you know, but, you know, overall, it's good. I'm happy, you know, there's so much, as I mentioned last Sunday, each one of you, so much you contributed for this center because of you. This is our center. This is not my center. It's our center. You look inside everything that happens because of you, because of your contributions. So this is a result of our effort. Result. Whatever is happening here at the center, this is our result. So I've been very, you know, so nothing to complain last 15 years, you know, so and happy how, you know, things are going here at the center. So, and yeah, I pray for all of you every single day, whether there's like some impact or not. So I think about, you know, all of you every single day when I do my prayer you know, so think about that. So thank you very much. Thank you so very much. This is so wonderful. Thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah. So there's the... So I'm going to home and I'll read slowly.
And Geshe-la, I wanted to say a big thanks to Steve and Geshe Sanpo and Geshe Rinpoche for coming out tonight. And I Chris and Brian, because we tried to arrange for a Skype call with Ken Rinpoche, but the Geshe ceremony got in the way, so he couldn't.
Yeah.
They worked very hard to try and arrange that for you, Geshe-la.
Okay, so I'm very, very glad to hear that it's not happening. Because I don't want my teacher to have extra burden, so, yeah, so... Yeah, it's quite late, probably dedication.
Yeah, let's dedicate, Mama.
No, I'm not going to say anything. It's up to you.
Yeah, you can dedicate twice.
Let's turn to the pink sheet in the prayer book. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of my merits. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with a mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sounds. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on fine repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food, may the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome prayers bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be free from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, for as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. In the land encircled by snow mountains, you are the source of all happiness and good. All-powerful Chenrei Zigtenzin Gyatso, please remain until samsara ends. Savior of the snowland teachings and transmigratory beings, who extensively clarifies the path that unifies emptiness and compassion, to the lotus in the hand, Lord Tenzin Gyatso, I beseech, may all your holy wishes be fulfilled. The one who mastered his speech at a very young age, the one with great patience who received the name Avatara, the one with great precision who spread the teachings of Lama Tsongkhapa on bliss and void, Lama ornament of the yellow hat tradition, please remain until samsara ends. You uphold the subduer's moral way, who serve as the bountiful bearer of all, sustaining, preserving, and spreading Manjana's Subduer's doctrine, who masterfully accomplished magnificent prayers honoring the three jewels, Savior of myself and others, your disciples, please, please live long. Om tare tu tare tu re soha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re soha.